Hey guys, welcome to Ears in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Yacinta Jerry.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings and experiences in the years in between.
Guys, it's so hot.
Let me get my phone to actually show you guys the temperature.
Obviously, you guys, if you guys are in the UK, you know how hot it is. 30 degrees.
It's still in 29, but it's the highest of 31. And you know, in London, when it gets
the heat's
hot,
not the same. I'm grateful that this time around there's breeze with the heat, which is
in the
shade
though.
True.
In the sun, it's just hot air being blown around.
Yeah, hot air. And I came back from Tenerife yesterday and
catching flights, not feelings. Amen.
And there was no change in weather, so I thought there was no change in weather. Mm. So I thought coming to the UK, coming to London, there would be a bit more
a cool off.
Yeah, cool off. But no, sir. Yeah, UK heat is kind of musty, and as Loretta said earlier, there's no breeze in the in the sunshine, unless you're in the shade, etc. So I'm just kind of sluggish at the moment, and I've got work tomorrow. I'm just I should have just taken the rest of the week off.
Them ones when you book a holiday and when you're planning to go out of the country, you think that going out of the country is enough, but you actually have to compensate for when you come back and actually
readjust.
Yeah, getting back into life in the country that you've been living in. It's just sort of, you need a day at least.
I had a day, so yesterday.
But because
was
it's
a day,
summer, you need two.
2 days. Mm. Yesterday was a day. Today was a day, but today I've been busy. Yesterday slightly was busy because it was my younger brother's birthday, so kind of I wasn't up and down, but I left the house in the kind of midday, so you know the heat is the hottest. But on the way back, I'm not gonna lie, there was a storm in Tenerife, a storm that nobody knew about, but as soon as we took off, we were in the midst of the storm and the plane was just doing jiggy jaggy haga haga.
Oh my gosh.
Literally the pilot was even we're gonna try to take an alternative route, and obviously that would raise concerns with people.
What do you mean by that? And the things I've recently been watching Manifest, so that's actually the fact that you've told me.
I've watched Manifest. How are you finding that?
I'm finding it good so far, but I'm literally on maybe episode 3 or 4. There's a scary grey statue that kept appearing. It's a weeping angel. The way we screamed at the gym. Oh my gosh.
I remember what statue you're talking about. What, where are you? How are you finding it? What's your thought process so far? Remind me of the plot.
The plot is they go on a flight and they go on a separate flight, and then when they're in the air.
Is it the son that's lost?
The son, the husband, and the sister of the husband. And a bunch of people. They think they just get really bad turbulence and then they land. And it feels like a normal flight to them, but to the rest of the world, they were missing for 5 years.
Oh, yes, yes. And then the boy has
cancer. Yeah, but there's a protein or something in their blood, in his blood, that's made it so that, I don't know what, but it's the doctor then finds that she's also got that protein in her, and they're trying to figure that whole thing out. And it's just, yeah.
Bro, I want to watch it again. That was a good show. That was a really good show. But yeah, the turbulence was crazy.
Glad you made it safe.
Amen. I know, when I think of turbulence, I think of Anna Paul's video about
the
plane in the jelly. But I know, the plane in the jelly is, is still on a linear line. But this time, it was, like that. I am not going to lie. I was threatened for my life. I was quite scared.
You know what's quite fun? It's not actually funny, but, that feels like a roller coaster to me. So I feel like I'd low-key kind of not enjoy it,
No.
It makes my belly go, ooh, and I'm like, ah.
You think, But when you remember, you're how many feet up in the sky?
But my brain can't comprehend that. There's been many a times where the plane's done that. I'm like, you know what? Actually, I'm like, well, it's actually above me now if it goes. But I'm also oh, this kind of feels kind of fun. Nah. Get me to Thorpe Park.
Me and my friend, so my other two friends were to the left of me, and my friend was to the right of me, and I grabbed the hand of my friend to the right of me, and we was literally just praying, literally. I put my coat over my face and I was just blasting in tongues. I am not gonna lie.
So, I guess it works because you made it back safely.
Apart from that, the flight was alright.
Sorry guys, I'm hot.
Same. So hot. But yeah, Tenerife was cool. Like, I've caught a tan, as you guys can see.
She's browning.
I'm brown.
The amount of pictures you posted on socials.
Oh, I could have done more. I only done three.
It looks so good. And our cousin, thank Amanda, you, who was on the quad last time, she was like, oh, like, I haven't seen her post anything. I said, well, you're lucky because she's posted, like, multiple. It's just you ain't trying to see them.
Oh. Yeah. But, yeah, check out my gram, I guess.
What's your at?
Oh, my at is Jacinta Joey. But you can also type
that
in...
That was so uncertain. She's like, Jacinta Joey?
Yeah, I think... Because remember, it was Love Piaz, but because of the podcast, I changed it. Mm. But I've not let go of that username. So you can type in Love Piaz and you, I'll come up because I'm the only one.
Gotta love her.
But yeah, the holiday was chill, just like relaxing. And I would say it was
a... What
would you rate it? I would rate it like an 8.
That's good.
The missing 2 points are from the food. And I guess like... See, I don't like club or nothing. Like, there's nothing much really to do. But yeah, my friends and I bonded.
That's good.
Which was cute, yeah. We now know each other's favourite colours.
Actually, that's cute though. But what's wrong with the foods? What did you not like?
It was just flavourless.
As for me, my week, guys, I got my hair done. I would show you, but like, it's actually so, it looks so nice. Like, maybe
you
if I...
got French curls again?
No, I didn't actually. It looks like it's French curls, but it's like really long, like to my lower back, like literally on my arm. And it's got like curls at the end. It's just knotless braids with like curls at the end.
I really love that.
And yeah, if anything, I might picture here what it looks like, because it won't be as fresh like this anymore. By, well, it would be, like, you know, it will be, but just so you guys can see what it like looks like real time. But yeah, I got this done yesterday. And you know, I had two people working on, I had like my normal like auntie, the braider who always does my hair, and then she had like another auntie finishing it off, and it meant that it was that much quicker. And I was loving the fact, like, especially with the length that it is,
yeah,
it would have taken that probably the whole day, but because she had another person braiding it, and it just meant that it was, which I was really happy about and really grateful for. I saw the cousins that were in the podcast last time after I got my hair done, because they live not too far from there. And I was bursting through a way, and the place where I was getting my head on, the thing was locked. What else happened in my week? I literally was, as I was coming here, I was thinking about everything. I was like, yeah, this happened. I can't think. Oh, I've got like, I've started like a new routine where like I'm waking up like earlier. I wake up early normally, but like I'm waking up earlier. But I also feel like I have too much of the day now.
What time do you wake up?
5. It's like, I feel like I'm done with everything by like
11.
Yeah, not even like 10, yeah, 10, 11. And I'm just like, there's stuff that obviously like, I'll be doing, but it's just sort of like, I've still got so much left of the day to go.
Yeah, that was an awesome holiday.
But then it's like, because it's hot as well, it doesn't help. It makes you just feel like, But I love that the sun's up at 5. That's what I do love about it being summer. But I don't like that it gets so hot, and I've still got so much day left, and I just don't know what to do with myself.
Maybe you could pick up a new hobby.
Get back into my diamond painting.
You haven't finished that.
OMG, another thing, because you're working, and my sister and the other cousin are working, I'm going to Folkestone. Well, I'm going to the beach.
Why did you choose a Thursday?
Because the weekend, it was just like, first of all, we'd pack out at the beach, and second of all, I guess it was more so because the likelihood that people would like actually follow through with coming.
I did needling today.
Needling?
Yeah.
What's that?
I think it's similar to acupuncture. Basically, I went to visit her appointment, and like, what are these muscles called?
Traps.
Your traps, yeah. They're so tight, she was saying. They're very tight, and as she was like, pinching them or massaging them or whatever she was doing, it freaking hurt. And then she was like, are you getting needles? I was like, no. And then she was like, I'm gonna put some needles in to kind of like fracture, to cause separation in the muscles, to like kind of make it loose and let it breathe. And then she done that. That's she was cool. Like, it felt like relieving. Is that what?
Yeah.
Yeah, But she was saying, like, you can feel how tight the needle is in the muscle, and I did, because when she was taken out, I felt it, like...
contract again.
Yeah.
It's good that you're getting it done, then.
I know, but I only have one more session left with my private healthcare that is paid for. So if I want... my work pays for it. So if I want any other continuing sessions, I have to pay £79 per session, and my shoulder needs it, so... but yeah, so my cousin didn't watch Straw. She was meant to come in here and talk about Straw, but she didn't watch
Straw. Guys, wait, you have to caveat that. Like I mentioned last week, you know, maybe one day I'll, like, go into, like, the depths of what's been going on these past several months in my life, but, you know, we'll never know. Like, I don't know if future me want to do that. So when I kept seeing little trailers and snippets of it on socials, I was like, it looked like it was going to make me cry.
Yeah.
And I felt like I'd been doing too much of that. So I was just like, I don't know. But I will watch it and we'll circle back around to it. Yeah, for sure. 100%. 100%. But, you know.
It's still the action of crime.
Yeah.
But yeah, I believe Straw was called Straw because, like,
Don't ruin it for me, because I do want to watch it, though.
Oh. Basically, Taraji P. Henson, who is the main character of Straw, literally goes through a lot, but not a lot whereby it's not normal for someone in that's poor in the US probably goes through what she went through. Yeah, it's very relatable. But yeah, that is Straw, guys. Very sad.
Actually, you know what, talk about it, because I feel like I probably won't watch it for a long while, so I feel bad that you're having to restrain yourself from saying, like, your true feelings about it.
No, you're right. We won't be able to talk about it the way that I'd want to because you haven't watched it.
But you can say, like, what was your favourite part? Like, was there, like, a learning to take away from it? Or
yeah, I would say learning to take away from Straw would be you actually don't know what people are going through, and you should really be kind to everybody.
Sonda.
And separate from that, it would be that regardless of what you do or do not have or how much you do or do not have, someone else is going through something. Someone else is going through something worse than you are.
But you know that I sort of have a bit of, like, a, you know, like, cool, someone's going through worse than what you are, but you will never be that other person. You only know the worst that you've gone through and the best that you've gone through. You only know your experience. So I feel like I understand that and have always have empathy for that, but I always feel like you should never play what you're going through just because somebody else is going through a lot worse than you. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And with that being said, I think always be grateful for what you do or do not have. With, like, the little that the woman did have, she still gave to someone that had way less than her. And I think with that good character, it allowed her to basically be, like, kind of, like, not freed, but she was supported.
Come back to her, like, the goodness came back to her type thing.
Yeah. It did, because she was supported in whatever crime she did. So, yeah, but, yeah, be kind to everyone. Be humble, be grateful.
Generous, I'm assuming.
Generous.
From what you're saying.
Yeah, she was very generous. And be kind, be humble, be grateful. Be easy on people as well. And be easy on yourself, because, as Larissa was saying, like, you are experiencing a worse. Regardless if someone else's worst is worse than your worst, but it's still a bad thing for you. So be gracious to yourself. And I think as Black women, we just need community for support. Yeah.
Big facts on that. Big facts.
Not everything is monetary or finance. We just need, like, Black support
and community, like that community, that
community, yeah
understanding.
Really, I definitely think you should watch Straw if you haven't watched Straw, and for you guys. But I don't know, it was very emotional. However, I didn't cry. I wanted to cry, but my tears, like, dropped. But no cry came out, no tears came out.
What was that Netflix series that we well, Straw's a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, an hour, like 2 hours long.
That series that had I think it was Zoe Saldana, where she ends up having cancer, and then her husband ends up having cancer and passing away, Do you remember? It's called Scratch, from Scratch? Scratch?
I don't. Oh, that kind of rings a bell.
Do you remember all of us went, like, all the cousins, we all went and watched it. And we were all like, OMG. Da, da, da.
In a cinema?
No, we all watched it separately off our own accord. I'll insert, like, if you're an audio listener.
Oh, wait. Did she travel YouTube. To, like, Europe?
Spain. Yeah. And she, like, yeah. That I thought, like, when I saw the stuff about Astro, I was like, I knew it would be something that probably would make me cry. So I was like, it was giving from Scratch vibes.
My mum cried that when Taraji was talking about the things she was going through.
Mm.
But not, she didn't cry at the point everybody else cried.
I guess everyone relates differently to different parts. Resonates differently. Definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely give it a watch for sure. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to the book we're currently reading called Open Water.
By Caleb Azuma Nelson.
If we're being very honest with you guys, we're not really like
feeling the book.
No,
it's because it's a very, very slow burner. Because we have such busy lives outside of this, that when it does come to read it and it's moving so slowly, it's just maybe that's a lesson to us. Maybe we do need to slow down. But it's just, it just makes it that much harder to get into reading the book. Mm. Or maybe it's just sit through and read the book and all in one go. And then, like, just, I don't know. I feel like I could read it all in one go, but I feel like because it's such a slow burner, I might just get annoyed.
I think yours is because it's a slow burner. I think mine is because of the way that it's written. I don't think I'm, like,
the metaphor, like, it uses a lot of, like, read between the lines type thing.
Yeah,
like,
and as you were saying, with a busy life, I don't need that.
She's like, just tell me what you're saying.
You read in between the lines, like, with it. This ain't the Holy Bible.
But I must say, with what I've read this bit, I was just like, okay, like, you know, I feel like it's starting to not even pick up. I'm saying it's a slow burn. Like, I haven't got anything against slow burns. I love me a slow burn, but I just feel like, again, I keep saying with everything that's going on in life, it must be so annoying because I'm not saying, but, like, I don't know. It doesn't, because I guess it's not relatable, but, like, it doesn't take my mind away in a way that I'd want a book
to
at this point in my life right now. Like, it just feels like...
chapter have you got to?
I finished chapter 8, so I'm, like, the beginning of, like, chapter 9.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I've got questions this time, guys. So, oh my gosh, also last episode there was somebody that reached out to me that watched it, that I think they enjoyed the visual, but they tried to listen to it audio, and because there were so many people talking and there's so much ruckus on audio, like, as a podcast, it didn't sound good. So we apologize
for that. We apologize for that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I feel like the experience on YouTube is a whole lot better than podcasts, and I guess it's just a learning curve for us. We need to prioritize the audio experience.
But yeah, as you were saying, what was we talking about? We're gonna give Open Waters
what will happen, because I know since it's like definitely like it's a wrap, but I'll either like read the rest of it and like come back next episode and give you like the rundown of how it ends and all that lot, or we're gonna come next week with an entirely
new book
or an entirely different like thing. But no, we'll come with a new book for sure. We just need to like decide which one, but we'll see. If I do end up reading it and then like it just gets like, not to say it's not good, it is an amazing book, but it's definitely, yeah, I feel like it's the type of book you'd read on holiday maybe.
Yeah,
like we were just chilling.
I don't think it's my reading style.
Yeah, that's also valid. I hear that. And I also like fantasy a bit more.
But yeah, what questions did you have for me, Miss Girl?
Okay, guys, for you guys and for Cinta, so if you have an opinion, please don't be shy to share it down below, because you know, sharing is caring. In chapter 7, there's a point where the girl and the guy are talking, and he tells her that he's feeling low.
Okay.
And then proceeds to ask her, like, what do you do to help yourself or to, like, deal with feeling low? And we know from before she's a dancer, and then she proceeds to say that dancing is what allows her to feel like it's something that, you know, just she just feels herself when she does it, and she's able to get back to herself when she does it. So my question to all you lovely people, including since Jerry, is, do you have a special thing you do? Do you have a special thing you do, or a special place you go to find yourself? Like I mentioned, she has dance. When she dances, she feels her whole body, she feels herself. Do you have that?
I walk to a nearby park. That kind of like helps me, and as I walk, I think and I pray regarding whatever is I'm upset, worried or concerned about. But in all honesty, I just pray, or I write things, I journal, like pray and I write things down. So that's how, that's my way of feeling everything. What about you?
For me, I would say there's this huge park that was not too far from where I lived. I say not too far, but it was definitely like a 35 to 45 minute drive. But when I would go there, like, I would just feel like, oh my gosh, this particular park. Like, people in South, you know Richmond Park. Richmond Park is so beautiful, and it's so huge, and it's so stunning, and it's got deer, and it's got all these trails, and just all this nature, and it just, oh, I used to go there so much. I literally, there was one point, I think it was last time, I literally went there daily.
Yeah.
Daily.
I think, yeah, you did it after work.
Yeah, you'd like, oh my gosh. And you know, I used to always film that pond. It was like a pond that would, it was literally Richmond Park, and I'd go and sit on this bench that was like high up, and I'll just read, and I'll just, oh my gosh, wow, Richmond Park.
I'm not gonna expose the park, but I love you.
I live far enough from Richmond to not be. Okay, so again, in chapter 7, before the bit when the girl's talking about dancing being her thing, he's talking about, like, again, going through it, and he goes somewhere to distract himself. And I've highlighted the section which I'll read. He says, "Dance," he said, "dance, sing, please, do what you must. Look at your neighbour and understand they're in the same position. Turn to your neighbour and take one step forward as they take another step back. Switch positions, move, move, move. Become overwhelmed by the water. Let it wash over you. Let the trauma rise up like vomit. Spill it. Go on. Let it spill on the ground. Let go of the pain. Let go of that fear. Let go. You are safe here," he said. "You are seen. You can live here. We are all hurting," he said. And this is when he's in a bar with, like, I think a lot of black people. I think it's a black group performing at this point. A lot of black people. And it's just like a, I think, a black experience he's talking about. So my question in relation to that, which I guess is very similar to the one I've sort of just asked you, but it could be different in regards to what the question is. How do you handle your triggers? Is there something you do to feel or soothe or let it pass? Or are you more inclined to do something to just distract yourself so you can't allow yourself to, I guess, process?
I feel like if I'm triggered, I kind of remain, I freeze. And I freeze and I think about the trigger. Or, like, where the trigger stem from. That's probably, like...
So if you're at work and you get triggered, do you just, like... Which is actually fine. I'd freeze too and be like, wait. So I can't run that again.
Pardon? Yeah, I freeze, I think, and I'd probably just, like, walk away. So I don't really... It's probably not a good way of, like, coping with the trigger.
Even if you're with friends?
Even with friends, or I just go quiet.
Family's like the same too?
Yeah, you probably know by the way I respond. Like,
I 100% can tell since it's triggered.
Yeah, I would have a bit of attitude.
Like, I go quiet too, or like music. But then music is a double-edged sword for me, because music simultaneously explains exactly how I'm feeling. You know the music
really well she's listening to? That music there.
No, but it depends. Like, I can listen. The way music... And that's
my rap.
That's the joke. The way music literally can explain what I'm feeling, or just explain something so perfectly in general, it simultaneously can help soothe, but then it can also not further trigger me or just make me cry, because it's like, wow, that's so beautiful. And I'm just like, oh, I didn't want the trigger to then turn into something more than it needed to be, which it can be frustrating. But I think music or going quiet is my thing.
Yeah, but I don't think going quiet...
Text you later, though, about it. maybe. Depends who
it is. I think I scale up what it is, like, it doesn't need to be discussed. Is it something that I'm just overly sensitive about? And usually it's probably the latter, like.
But sometimes even, because I'm a sense, like, I can think of it as like, oh, I'm overly sensitive about it, but wouldn't you think that if it's, depending on who the person is in your life, like if it's just, you know, but if there's someone of significance in your life, wouldn't you want to let them know?
Yeah, for sure. I think I'd ask a question later on, like, oh, I don't know.
I would say, am I reading into it? Like, as I've, like, gotten, because I've, guys, I actually have improved my communication. If you remember the New Year's episode, that was something I was really working on.
Oh my gosh, we're 6 months into the year.
Yeah.
Are you, like, near hitting your goals? Like,
yeah, I feel like I'm on track with my goals. But
what was our goals again?
We can't go into that because we have to. November, we're going to talk about if we like met what we said in the last one.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, like, I, as like my communication's gotten better, it's definitely something where even if I do feel, if it's what I've told myself, if it sits with me for like an evening, or if I wake up and I'm still feeling that way, I will reach out and be like, am I reading into this? Like, and then we can have that conversation.
But if not, then.
Silence. My final question, I feel like I felt quite cool coming up with this question, but really and truly the book kind of like handed it to me. So this is in chapter 8 where he, I believe, has gone to her house, and I don't think she's there, her mum's there. That's my understanding of what the context is of this. And he's collecting his hoodie from her place. When he's collecting the hoodie, obviously he's, I guess, talking to the mum, and they stumble across the book. I think it's mentioned prior in the story. It's called NW, and her mum says how she loves the book, and then she proceeds to say she returns to that book all the time to read it. So my question to all of you and the lovely Cinta once again is there a form of art, be a book, painting, song, movie, that you return to the most?
Okay, book. Don't have one.
I know one. She has the Bible, period.
Yeah, I have the Bible, of course.
But that's obvious.
Yeah. Movie. I like to return to The Notebook or The Best of Us. All very, like, romantic.
Is that the one with, like, the cowboy? The Best of Us.
Wait, what is it called?
What's the plot line?
I believe he is an engineer of some sort.
Does he work on like oil rig type looking thing?
Yeah, he falls down, he falls.
And then the girl from his past.
Yeah.
So but I actually asked you to tell me.
They're reunited because the person that raised him died.
Mm-hmm.
And she was his girlfriend back in the day.
Yeah.
What's it called?
What's it called? Is it The Best of Me? Hold on.
Yeah, The Best of Me.
I was thinking, like, is it The Best of Me? I've only watched that, like, twice. Have you watched
The Best of Me, guys, is really.
Have you watched The Vow?
No.
If you like, I've watched. If you like The Best of Me, you should watch The Vow. You should watch.
Is that on Netflix?
I don't know. You should watch The Vow. You should watch The Time Traveler's Wife. You should watch the one that's similar. The one that's based off of Stephen Hawking's. And their love story.
Ooh.
Is it The Theory of Everything? I think so. There's so many movies like that, like Feel Good. It just warms your heart, the love that you have.
I love those two movies in particular. Yeah. But I'm going to watch The Vow maybe today, because I've already watched my usual EastEnders earlier. So I might watch that today. But that's what I've returned to in terms of movie-wise.
Is it because of, like, does it make you just feel warm inside? Or is there, like, more to it than... Also, side note, sorry about the barking. We can hear the dog, but
there's nothing we can do.
Anyway.
Moving on. I would say, I don't know about hopeless romantic, but I do enjoy, like, a good love story.
Love.
Yeah, man. I absolutely love. And, like, I just like the knowing that everything works out the way that it's meant to. Because The Notebook, as you may or may not know, they were together when they were young. So it's an elderly couple, and the man is telling a woman. So the scene, it starts off, an elderly man is telling, is reading a love story to an elderly woman.
Spoiler alert, because I don't know if she's going to spoil it or not. So spoiler, if you don't want to hear this, skip to this time, I'll put it here. But anyway, carry on.
Yeah. So an elderly man is reading a love story to an elderly woman. We don't know who they, like, what they relationship are, they have. He's just reading her book. Come to find out, the book is about their love story.
It's like a journal.
Yeah, it's a journal about their love story, but it's from his perspective. So they were together from, like, early adolescence or, like, mid-adolescence. Yeah, teenagers. And basically, she was from a wealthy family. He is not. So her mother told her she can no longer, like,
keep in mind this was probably like the 60s, so it was definitely like for women you had to marry the man that was going to provide for
exactly
you.
Yeah, and so her mother was like to her, like, cut meet ends with this guy, like, you know, we have someone else for you that's wealthy, like, kind of like, you know, speak to him. So they separated, and he had wrote her letters for, like, the years that they were separated. I think it was, like, 2-3 years, etc. And every time, like, he would write her a letter, her mum would read the letter and kind of, like, hide the letter. Not throw it away, though. Yeah, not throw it away, but she would hide it. So, of course, the girl was, like, none the wiser that he's writing these letters to her. So she, like, falls in love, and does she marry someone? No, she's about to marry. Yeah. She's about,
like,
to marry.
Like a general. He's, I think he's a soldier or something. Yeah, someone, like, significant in the military, army type.
Yeah. So she's about to marry him. So meanwhile, the guy that she was initially dating, as we said, he was poor. So he was, like, doing, like, tradesman's jobs. And,
yeah.
I think eventually...
He was carpentry. Like, he was very good with his hands.
Very good. And, like, when they were dating, he told her that he was going to buy them this house.
A white picket fence. You've probably seen the TikTok.
Yeah.
I want a white picket fence. Like, a huge house.
What do you want?
I want a white house. Blue shutters. And a room overlooking the river so I can paint.
White picket fence. It looks awesome.
Yeah. She's
very whimsical, very cutesy.
Very cutesy. Yeah, so he ended up buying the house in hopes that she will come back. But he's obviously doing up the house, etc.
Real good, real nice.
Real good. She saw the house that he had promised her back when he had no money. Like, I think that for her was like, wow, he really kept to his word. Yeah, she saw the house.
This is your favourite, so you can... I'm not saying, I just can't remember, I haven't watched it in so long.
So when Loretta just said that they saw each other and she, you know, committed adultery, and then... but, like, in the house that she committed adultery in was a house that the first boyfriend said, I'm going to, like, buy and build and make up. So I think for her it was like, wow, like, he really kept to his word. And as a woman, you like a man that keeps to his word.
Action.
Exactly.
So and he's a kind guy.
Yeah, he was so kind. Like, he literally kissed the ground she walked on, like, literally. And I think it got to a point where they kept doing that. I think he was like to her, like, you need to, like, kind of decide, because
I'm not trying to be one side piece.
Yeah. And I think they broke off, like, she was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna choose the other guy because there's security in that.
And I think he became depressed or...
Yeah, super depressed. He felt really bad. Like, overgrowing his hair, his beard, everything was really...
And, I don't know, anyways, they ended up back together. They grew old together. She has dementia. So he was reading her, his journal. And then they died together.
Yeah, they fell asleep and they both died in the bed together.
It was so cute. So sad, though, but so cute. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not going to explain the best of me, but they were going out when they were younger. They were separated, then they came back, and I think...
I haven't watched the best... I watched the best of me when I was, like, a teenager, so I can't remember what happened in it.
So, if you're separated from your love, you have hope that he might come back.
Don't hold on to it, though, because...
I'm not God. Life. Yeah. Guys, the lesson from both movies is that everything works out, okay?
If it's meant for you, always find its way.
Amen. Peace and love. But
live your life in the meantime and do what's good for you.
But yeah, what's your what are yours?
I have a list.
Oh, okay.
So for me, the movie, there's like several movies I could say, so many, but like one that I feel like it's an honorary mention, because like as I'm getting older, like obviously I know the acting and some of the stuff is a bit, But there's just something about the aura of the movie that just makes me feel so cozy and so comforting. And that is, I want this to guess, is so cozy and so comforting.
Oh, that is a intergalactic.
That's a good shout though, but no, it's Twilight.
Oh, Twilight. Yeah. How could I forget? This girl Twilight. With a forest wedding. Yeah. Twilight. I just know that. Oh, no. You're going to need some hay fever shots or something. Because you're going to get married in the forest. Yeah. Like,
but
you're going to be saying your vows. Like,
she's saying forest. But just watch the Twilight wedding and you'll understand what I mean. Like, it's very naturey and like.
What color are our dress is going to be? Brown.
Sage. Either sage green or an earthy sort of like nice brown. I don't know, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but or forest green, I don't know, but
forest green.
Yeah, Twilight, there's something like when it gets to autumn, have to put the Twilight on, like
I don't have like a connection to a sequel. Would you class it as a sequel?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't have a connection to all the movies. It's the first one and the first movie, it literally, like, there's just something about the way it's got like a bluey sort of hue to the film. It really captures like the feeling of like autumn, because obviously we're from London, it rains all the time and it can be very cloudy and gloomy and dreary, that feeling. And like, but the aspects of the cozy, I don't know, there's just something about it, and sitting watching that just makes me feel like I could just,
I don't have forever, because you have,
and Breaking
Door
part 1 and 2.
You have
and then my other one is
Gilmore Girls.
Oh yeah, Gilmore Girls. Yeah, that wasn't what's the one, the movie that you said before. But Gilmore Girls, yeah, Gilmore Girls.
See, I don't have like those sort of like connections. If I do, it'd be like younger me, it'd be like Tracy Beaker.
But I guess, I don't know, I feel like, because actually besides not Twilight but Gilmore Girls, I did cry like at a few points, because it's just like, it just resonated so deeply. So maybe nothing's resonated that deeply with you that you would like.
Yeah, I don't think.
But then there's also apprehension. Gilmore Girls, there's like some episodes I'm like, I can't watch this right now, because I can't be asked to cry. I can't actually see me, like. But it's also so cozy, like. And it's also background noise as well. It could be back, because I've watched it from start to end. It could be background noise, it could be whatever, like I just love it. And the soundtrack is actually really good for Gilmore Girls. Like, they actually have legit songs. And the theme song, if you're out on the road feeling lonely and so, like, even the theme song, it's like, all you have to do is call my name and I'll be there on the next train, where you lead I will follow, anywhere that you tell me to. And it's just like, and the other movie that the soundtrack is not even 10, like, it's beyond 10 out of 10. I can't even like express how good the soundtrack of this next movie is that I've watched multiple times. And it's just, the storyline of it is like, it refers to like the black experience, and it's called
If Beale Street Could Talk.
Yeah, but it's not the black experience, it's black experience in the sense of a man gets accused of something that he didn't do, and that sort of storyline and how it affects his loved ones and the people around him.
That was despite really his sad. Innocence.
But the sound, like that story, the movie is just amazing. Maybe like I need to read the book for that, because I've never read the book. I watched the movie years ago, like
years ago. You've only watched it once?
No, I've watched it like 3-4 times.
That's a small amount of number that I had in my head. I thought you had watched it like several times. Because the way that this girl,
you know,
raves
it
about
is,
if Beale Street
is because it's a very like
heartfelt.
Yeah, it's a heartfelt movie, and I don't want to end up feeling so like, oh, what's that? Whereas Twilight is just like a cozy warm where I can just watch it over and over again. Kind of like, you know, what is this? Twilight starts with, if I've never put much thought to how I die, but dying in the place of someone I love seems like a good way to go. Rebuke that, but you know. Also, I put Ryan Trey's album August. That one is,
he's Ryan Trey,
I don't know, but he's like an R&B like soul type, but he kind of literally sounds like Bryson Tiller.
Okay,
but yeah, and he did a song with Bryson Tiller called Nowhere to Run, and that's a song that I put on repeat. Like, I could go months without listen to it again, and then for the next week and a half it'll be on repeat over and over again. And then lastly, Gabzy's summer EP.
Yeah, she does like a Gabzy.
summer EP. I love me some Gatsby.
Yeah.
All of his music in general, but that summer EP, Come Over, For Nothing.
Not the sigh.
Anyway. Yeah, that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Guys, comment down.
This is a short one. To.
Yeah, but we've covered everything though. It's true. Just because we've had it structured and it feels like we're not talking for the whole of England.
That's true. But I want to say, like, in terms of songs, I go back to Snow.
Snow Allegra.
Snow Allegra. Yeah, I like...
I was waiting for your love.
I like Snow Allegra, Do For Love. At least you go back to
what
that.
Do I do? Do For Love. Tupac better version of that song too.
Tupac fanatic. And also... Snow Allegra, Love Like That. I really like those two of her. But in all, I return to...
Do you listen to Clear Soul? She's quite, like, good. And I feel like if you like Snow Allegra, you might like Clear Soul.
I've, like, heard Clear Soul on TikTok, but not really.
Yes.
But yeah, there's this gospel song called... I'm gonna find it. Yet, from The King Will Come. Like, when I'm feeling, like, just down, like, just, like, I just need, like, God's, like, hug or love. I just play this song because it's like, wait, I'm going to play the beginning.
Don't give up on me.
Yeah, I go back to
that. That sounds like Vincent and Bon Iver or like cinematic orchestra type. Mm. That's very...
Yeah, because I know I've come so far, but got so far to go. Literally, like, it just, it helps me, like, with any sort of situation in my life. If I'm going through a heartbreak, which, yeah, heartbreak, if I'm like... disappointed in myself, like if I've done something,
just like, give yourself grace and comfort.
From, yeah, like, yeah,
God and higher power. Like,
that's what I go back to.
That's beautiful, it really is. And I feel like it's really nice to know. Like, I don't know if it's in other, I might be overgeneralizing, but I feel like art in general really has that power in whatever form that it comes in, acting, whatever I listed all of them before, to really, I guess, resonate with the human experience and allow you to process things and handle things and deal with things, because at the end of the day, I guess we all just want like connection and understanding and to feel understood. So I love it. Love it. Might just go, actually it's too hot to watch Twilight. This temperature is too hot, like I couldn't watch Twilight tonight.
I might watch The Vow.
The Vow is so
maybe
good.
Tomorrow. That's it, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's episode. Yes, we hope that you enjoyed. Please don't forget to like, share and subscribe
and comment.
Mm-hmm. And for our audio listeners,
please rate us a smacking 5 stars and leave us a review if you're feeling it. Don't be shy, we want to know how we can do better and what you're loving.
Exactly. Please recommend us any books, any series, any movies that you'd like us to watch and review and to discuss. We'll be very happy to do so. But you can find us on Instagram at
Years in Between
and on TikTok at
Years in Between Pod.
And Loretta's handle is at
Loretta Maria _.
And my one is at Years into Jerry
X.
X.
Not me knowing it all. She don't even know her own handle, guys.
Love Fiaz is better.
We'll see you next time, guys. Have a nice Sunday. Bye.
And a good week as well.
Yeah.
I don't know what day you're going to watch this on.
If it's Monday, have a lovely Monday. You know, Monday's just done out, but have a lovely Monday. If it's Tuesday,
drink that coffee.
If it's Wednesday, happy hump day. You're halfway there, babe. Or hog, groundhog day. Oh, this guy, every day tinker, I'm saying buttons.
Happy hump day. What else is hump day?
It's hump, it's the hump of the week. You're getting over the hump of the week,
oh.
Rav. Thursday, if it's Thursday.
You're almost there.
Friday. TGIF.